So none of you in the congregation, I don't think, could see this, but I have to brag on these three right here who were playing their instruments and moved their music stands out of the way so that the children could have room to walk. So thank you guys for being able to multitask. Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you guys here this morning. So when I was 10, one of my granddads died. His name was Tom, and we called him Pop. And he had Canadian geese. And so anytime I see a Canadian goose, it makes me think about Pop. Now, we have several Canadian geese who like to hang out on this field over here, and I see them almost every single week. And every time I see them, I smile and I say, "Hey, Pop." It's how I remember my granddad who died so long ago. Well, there are all kinds of ways that we remember family and friends who have died. There may be things that make you think of them, like the Canadian geese with my granddad. There may be pictures that you like to look at that help you remember them. We put stones on their graves with their names to remind us and to show everyone that sees that how much they are loved. There are all kinds of ways that we remember people who have died. Well, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and it's a day when we remember specific people who have died. These are people who have died for our country. We put flags outside the church to help us honor and remember them. These are people who fought in wars and who died so that we could be free, so that we could be free to worship here today, and we can be free to believe what we want to believe. These people died so that we could be free in our country. And tomorrow, there are all kinds of celebrations going on to help us honor and remember them. So even though they are gone, we don't forget them. We remember what they did for us. So this weekend, when you have lots of fun with your families, I hope you will also take time to thank God for the people who have died so that we can have all the freedoms we have in our country. Tomorrow, we remember and we celebrate those people. Let's pray. Loving God, we are so thankful for the people who fight for us. We are grateful for the people who died so that we could be free. Help us to always remember them. We love you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.